Linda Slan says she fell in love with fused glass when she first learned about it 10 years ago.
I've always loved glass. I collect glass. I have a lot of antique glass. And then I went and I saw some fused glass, and that was it. I took a class, and that was it.
All these are mine.
She became a glass artist, using a technique that involves fusing pieces of glass to form a single object.
So you hold it like this, and then it cuts really nice little pieces.
About 5 years ago, Slayen decided to share her passion by teaching others the technique.
So everybody needs their tools.
She holds workshops in her studio, both for adults and children. Luca and Hugo Byrne are returning students.
You wear the goggles and it makes you feel all like, I don't know, macho or something.
Here I can just like express and be free, and I don't have any rules to follow.
Today, the brothers and four other students will each create at least one glass object during the hour-long session.
Maybe like this.
Oh, the turquoise.
Yeah, I like that.
After they choose a piece of glass, they cut or hammer other smaller pieces of glass and combine them to make a design. Zoe White is a regular.
I usually make glass for my family, like my grandparents and my uncles and aunts, because they really like getting them and they love that it's homemade.
You don't need a lot of glue, watch.
After they've designed their objects, the students glue the pieces down and get the objects ready for the kiln.
This is when the magic takes place.
Slayen says teaching children is inspiring.
Because they're so creative and they're not inhibited. And they're willing to try anything. They're like, oh, sure, let's do this, let's do that.
Today, the students have made candle holders, dishes, and paperweights.
I like making the glass, like, with different colors and then seeing it after it melts.
I really like having the anticipation of how it turns out.
Don't be afraid to take whatever you want.
Flan says she, too, enjoys the anticipation.
Every time I open the kiln, it's a total surprise. You never really know what you're going to see and how the colors and how everything comes out.
Maybe it's that surprise ending that makes these students keep coming back for more.
I always come back.
Put all the tools away, okay?
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Bethesda, Maryland.
Strikers in my hand. Tools go away. Frit. Tools go away.